Welcome to the Signature Eats Bakery. I'm Sig, and we've got breads, pies, cookies, cakes, and absolutely no adventures. Sorry, guys, but I promise that cake is just as good, and we'll have more toroids in the morning.
You should not apologize. It was their tactical error which led them to being deprived of toroids. If they wished to partake, they should have arrived earlier. It is an insult to your baking prowess that they believe there would still be stock to purchase this late in the day.
Aw, happy.
In the Abyss, such an insult would be met with swift retribution.
Hey now, they still bought a cake. Maybe let's cool it with the retribution talk?
For now.
Hey guys, is it about time? I can come back later if I need to.
Nope, perfect timing. We were just shutting down for the day.
It's so weird to not be able to just pop in whenever I want anymore.
You still very much pop in whenever you want.
I mean, yeah, but now there are usually people here when I do it. Business is booming!
I know, isn't it great? The buzz from the Amaranthian wedding really helped to spread the word. Plus, the fact that Isadora and Marigold order about a case of baked goods a week doesn't hurt.
My superiors are pleased as well. As toroids are an aberrant dish, they believe that the proliferation of the dessert is the first step in some grand machinations in service of turning the world to madness.
Lining up at 4 a.m. for a baked good isn't not madness, so they may be onto something there.
Speaking of, I know you must be sold out by now, but any chance you may have saved some dessert to proliferate my way now that I'm done with class registration for the semester?
Of course. Your toroid.
Yes! Ugh, thanks. I needed that after registration. It has been an absolute beast.
Are they still doing beast quests to see who gets first dibs on classes?
Yes, but only for the True Claw and Direbeak kids. Toad House just does it alphabetically by class year.
Then what was the difficulty?
I had my entire schedule worked out, but at the last minute, my chronomancy class got rescheduled to 6 months ago, and it blew up my entire schedule. I had to change everything. On the plus side, check out what elective I picked up.
Confectionary witchcraft.
Yep. You guys make it look so fun, so I figured I should get in on the action. Plus, candy witches get such cute familiars. Licorice cats, hot chocolate dragons. There is a girl in my dorm who has a gummy toad. How cute is that?
It is, objectively, extremely cute.
Any class where you get to eat your homework is a winner in my book.
Well, that sounds great, but be careful. That class tends to fill up with Direbeak kids.
Really? Why? Does the Dark have a big sweet tooth?
I am unaware of the dessert preferences of the Dark, but I believe using confections as a lure is a fairly common practice amongst magic users who wish to ensnare children and others with an inclination towards sweets.
Yeah. Think Gingerbread House in the Woods.
Oh, gotcha. I didn't think about that. Hey, does that really work?
No. Gingerbread isn't a very good building material. Even with the magic, the gingerbread usually isn't load-bearing. What you'd really want to do is...
No, I mean... Does it actually trap kids? Don't you have, like, stranger danger PSAs here? Like, don't take candy from people you don't know, especially if it came off the walls of their house in the middle of the dark and creepy forest.
B, look me in the eyes and tell me that wouldn't have still worked on you.
I honestly don't know if it wouldn't work on me now. I mean, arguably, it did work on me because I'm taking this class.
I rest my case.
Well, I can't say I love the idea of my classmates using chocolate for evil, but I'm still excited.
As you should be. It is a very worthy endeavor.
Yeah, and let us know if you need any help. With the baking part, at least. I can't really help you with the magic.
I can help you with the magic.
Thanks, Happy, but the last time you helped me with my homework, my professor had to take a leave of absence because he said he could see an eighth color beyond the spectrum of visibility, and it was literally driving him to madness.
But did you not get an A?
You know, that is an excellent point. Let's revisit this during midterms.
Do you smell something, Happy?
B, did you walk through Hexwell's dragon enclosure today?
No, I don't have Madge's zoology until next semester. Why?
Hello?
Ooh, Sig! Your new clientele is so fancy! Hi, I'm Bee. Where did you get that tiara? It's very adventurer chic.
Aw, thank you. That's exactly what I was going for. And I'm Princess Delphine. It's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too. Oh my god. Is that a dragon?
Dragon?
Is that the same dragon from the quest?
Oh no. It found us.
Shield! Get back! One lightning bolt special coming right up!
Wait! Calm down! I promise it's safe!
Safe? What do you mean it's safe? It's a dragon! A dragon that has already tried to eat us!
I'm sure that's true, but I promise, Maxwell isn't going to hurt you. He's a really big sweetheart.
Maxwell?
Maxwell?
Sweetheart?
I know. But he's not burning down your shop, so maybe you can take that as a good sign and let me explain?
Okay. Even if I wasn't totally freaking out right now, which I definitely am for the record, there are still other people around here who will definitely start freaking out if they look out their window to gaze at the sunset and find their view casually blocked by a giant dragon.
Oh, I have something that can fix that. One second. Incognito mode. There. One invisible dragon.
Oh, great. Now we can't see the flying monster with a taste for human flesh. That makes me feel so much better.
He actually prefers fish. With caviar, if possible. He has very expensive tastes. I really shouldn't spoil him, but, I mean, look at that face and tell me how you could say no to it.
His face is invisible.
Very easily.
Okay, wait. Can you, like, back up? The last time we saw this dragon, Maxwell, he was guarding a cursed crypt. I had to zap him with magic lightning so we could get away before he ate us. And that's not even the worst part.
Yeah, we got dangerously close to becoming Dragonfire Barbecue.
No, not that. We had to give him Happy's business babe hat for his hoard to distract him while I got the lightning bolt off.
That was worse than almost getting eaten? Did we go on the same quest?
So the hat belongs to Happy. Which one of you is Happy?
Well, I don't think any of us are super happy right now, but to answer your actual question, that's him.
It is short for my full name. Happiness escapes all who behold his great and terrible visage.
Well, happiness escapes all who behold his great and terrible visage. I believe this belongs to you.
Is this what I think it is?
No way!
Is that Happy's hat?
Yes! I'm clearing out Maxwell's horn and getting as many things as I can back to the rightful owners.
How did you find us? We didn't exactly leave a note.
I cast a spell to track the emotional connection between the object and the true owner. This had one of the strongest emotional signatures of all the items in the hoard, so I wanted to deliver it as soon as possible. And just so you know, there were wedding rings and what were clearly family heirlooms in that pile, so it was quite a lot of emotion.
The loss would have been devastating if not for the fact that the sacrifice was in service to the one who gifted it.
Happy? Aww.
Well, in that case, I'm especially glad to return it. I'm sorry you lost it in the first place. Maxwell is sorry, too. He's going to be a good boy from now on.
Wow. You really have a handle on that dragon, huh?
It's not as crazy as it seems. They only get a bad rap because bad guys take advantage of their protective instincts to make them kidnap people and guard their lairs. I always say, there are no bad animals, only
bad owners! Yes! Thank you! That's what I said!
I only wish my parents could understand that. Oh, they are not going to be happy when they find out about this.
Oh, is this like a runaway princess, overly traditional parent sort of deal? I've met a few of those.
Actually, no. My parents are very supportive of my endeavors, of which I had many. Adventuring, a bit of magic, metalwork. I made the tiara. And my intended, Prince Alice, has been very sweet about my tendency towards wanderlust. He's more of a homebody himself, but it means we always have lots to talk about when I return.
Aw, cute.
If neither your parents nor your betrothed are bothered by your non-traditional activities, then why does this concern you?
They're fine with pretty much anything I do, but we have a strict no-dragons policy in the kingdom. That's the only line. Which, in fairness to them, doesn't come from nowhere. Half of the women on my mom's side have been kidnapped by at least one dragon. But I've never bought into the dragon hate. And when I heard about a quest to finish off this particular dragon, I decided to try and rescue him first. I was going to set him free, but I didn't expect him to be so cute.
I mean, it's no gummy toad, but I'm sure it's cuter when it's not trying to kill you.
Yeah, sorry again about that. Anyhow, it seems like you were busy closing up, so let me get out of your hair.
Wait, what do you intend to do about the dragon and your parents?
I don't know. Stall for as long as possible before telling them, I suppose.
Maybe this is a dumb idea, but can you just, you know, keep B's invisibility spell up?
It's not gonna last forever. It'll wear off eventually. Probably at the most inconvenient possible time, based on my personal experience.
Besides, he would still take up a lot of space, and I'd have to explain where a lot of fish were going every day.
Although...
B? Do you have an idea?
Maybe. Delphine, did you say you studied magic?
Just a little. I didn't have the focus for it, but I learned the basics. Like the tracking spell. By the way, very impressive spell work with that shield before. You did that beautifully.
Well, first of all, thank you. And second of all, did you get far enough into magic training to learn how familiars work?
I learned a bit. When your magic is strong enough, you can cast a spell that manifests a creature to help you with your magic, right?
Yes. It starts off invisible and incorporeal, but over time it gets more visible and solid, and then bam! You have a little friend. Or maybe a big friend.
You think I should pass Maxwell off as my familiar?
I mean, think about it. You don't pick the form of your familiar. The magic picks. And I bet I could homebrew an invisibility spell that lasted a while and wore off a little bit every day if I worked on it.
And if the kingdom's princess manifested a dragon familiar, perhaps the policy against dragons would be revisited.
Could you really do that?
I've found that Bee can do most things if you give her a plate of sugar and enough time to screw it up 3 or 4 times first.
Everyone has their process, okay?
You'd really help me with this?
Are you kidding me? I've been looking for a replacement hat for Happy for months with no luck, and then you just stroll in with the original like it's nothing? Of course I'll help you. I'll even give you some tips on how to cast an invisibility spell yourself if you want.
Oh, that would be useful. Maxwell is very handy for transportation, but not very stealthy.
I'll need some time to work on the modified invisibility spell. Can you come back sometime next week?
After dark next time, maybe?
Yes, that would be wonderful. Thank you so much. Wow, I was thinking I could maybe pick up a cupcake while I was here, not a fix for my dragon problem. This must be a strange day for you.
Not as strange as you think.
I anticipated more fire.
This is a very interesting bakery. I think I need to visit more often.
You have done me a great service, and I am forever in your debt. Should you ever need the aid of dark forces, simply call, and I will be at your side.
That also means he'll save Torites for you, which is pretty huge.
I feel like I should be the one doing a favor for you. Is there anything you want or need, or... Oh! Do any of you have a problem with heights?
Why do you ask?
How would you all like to ride a dragon?
Episode 1, A Familiar Feeling, was written and directed by Destiny Howell, with sound design by Brad Colebrook and theme music by Lawrence Owen. Starring the voice talents of Wes Haas as Sig, Karsten Otto as Happy, Sarah Ruth Thomas as B, and featuring Sneha Kumar as Princess Delphine. Special thanks to executive taste tester, Camille. If you enjoyed the show, be sure to leave us a review and subscribe. You can find us online at noadventurespod.com or at our Twitter at noadventurespod for extras, transcripts, and absolutely no adventures.
Sorry again for landing a dragon on your front lawn.
Honestly, the fact that it didn't at any point end up inside of the bakery means you're really ahead of the curve here.
Sanguis populi, the blood of the people. the dark protectors of the hidden city of Azeroth, deep within the illusory forest. Familiar with death as they have eluded it, they are called upon for a desperate task: slaying a creature from the great beyond. Blythe.
This might not be easy, being surrounded by death. I don't understand how they can do it.
Elvira.
Someone must watch the bodies, and none do so as diligently.
Swan.
Into action so fast. I love when we get to go out.
It came from the sky. This great, pale monstrosity.
You just had to sate your hunger. You couldn't have saved it for the beasts.
I prefer the gratuity.
Vampirism is not immortality. It only prolongs the inevitable. Is this the end for Sanguis Populi? Blood in the snow. A tale yet told. Halloween 2025.
Sorceress, lower the barrier for just a moment. Sanguis Populi departs.
Listen to Tales Yet Told wherever you get your podcasts. Ha, 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 ha.